part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
I come from the water. I crawled upon the shore. I left my brother there. I got what I came for. I sucked that hot air in and rode upon the sand. It burned beneath the sun to be a man. I come from the water. I come from the water. I come from the water. I come from the water, yeah. I come from the water. That weren't no easy thing. It's more than nature. It's like my destiny. I stood up on these legs and held my head up high. It burned beneath the sun to start a new life. I come from the water. I come from the water. I come from the water. I come from the water, yeah. Life in the desert, just to be together. The sand forever, the sand forever. It burns beneath me, it moves my body. My pulse beats hotter, so far from the water. I loathe to see the sun in spite of all it's done. I pray for shade and rain, I pray to live again. I come from the water, I come from the water. I come from the water, I come from the water. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, ooh, hey. Hey! I come from the water. I come from the water.
Yeah.
All right. Not the worst ever.
All right, man.
See, it happens when you do it live, man.
No rehearsal. All right. What's all that noise? I'm gonna shut this shit off. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
No, I'm Scott.
And he's trying to get his shit on.
That's also what happens when you can't see each other.
Oh, I know.
We're no in different music rooms, cues. Man.
We're in different Nothing. Rooms. I'll have to get some cameras or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because this place is huge.
Huge, man.
This is like at the confines.
End of the room.
Yeah. Dude, you got some hot-ass ears, man. Damn.
Don't I?
These things are fucking smoking.
Smoking. That's what I'm like, John. I'm smoking.
You are.
All right, then. So we're going to clip that out. We'll post that on the forum. And if you can attempt to put guitar on that. We did kind of throw it off. It's not your standard timing there. But, you know, you can do things, you can edit that any way you'd like.
Yeah, it's hard without the regular guitar cues.
You can cut out the shit and leave the shinola.
Right.
Or you could just try to work with it as is. That's up to you.
Oh, that's insane. Holy crap.
That is insane.
I'm winded.
Woo!
You know, the heads on that thing are really small. On that drum set.
Yeah, I see that.
Hey, I've been learning some slap bass, man.
Well, we'll have to do a slap bass and me on drums one day.
Oh, yeah, we could do, but I couldn't sing it.
That's all right.
I couldn't sing Higher Ground and
Higher
play
ground.
Bass at the same time.
Who sings that, Higher Ground?
Chili Peppers. Yeah. It's that one I always do.
All right, right.
Yeah.
All right.
No doubt. And I think I could play, I almost got the bass part down from Free Will by Rush.
Sweet.
Yeah. So if you can handle the drums on that.
Oh, no doubt. we'll post that out on the forum.
Well, I was hoping Special Ed was coming tonight because he used to play guitar.
Yeah, you mentioned that. He used to be in like a Iron Maiden tribute band or something.
Right, right.
I know one Iron Maiden song on bass, on bass.
Oh, right. That's right.
That's right, man.
666, The Number of the Beast?
No, Run for the Hills.
Oh, Run for the Hills, right.
Or Run to the Hills?
Run to the Hills. Same shit. Run to, run for. Who cares? We don't even play it live, so. We learned it. We perfected it. Rick doesn't want to do it. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe one day.
We got 700 songs. Let's just pick 60.
Yeah.
What do we pick? 40? And then you said, well, what about this one? And then what about that one?
What are you going to do?
We're going to have a light show and everything, man.
And we're going in costume.
Well, 4 lights, I think we'll have.
In costume, too.
Yeah. And fog.
And fog.
And glowing skulls. And a skull that has flames coming out of its head.
It's going to be hot.
Man. Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
The skull will be.
All right, now moving
really
on to celebrity news, John. We broke a story. Actually, you broke this story, John. You put the dots together. You connected the dots and dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
I did.
And your investigation skills came to the forefront here.
They did?
Call it intuition. Call it just good old detective work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a celebrity story. Our celebrity story of the year, John.
No doubt.
No doubt. I'll turn it over to you.
Oh, to me?
Yeah, and let you handle this one.
Okay. I thought we were doing it at the end of celebrity news.
All right, this could be the end. This could be the beginning and the end of celebrity news.
You don't have anything?
No, I got some stuff, but it doesn't compare to
what
you got.
Let me just play a sound clip first.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, have you been seeing stars?
Been playing host to many stars.
I was going to ask about that. Your place must be pretty busy.
What do you mean by my place?
Your place.
Yes, my door is revolving.
Who's come through your door?
Last night.
Who have you had so far?
Last night I had Vince Vaughn through my revolving door.
And
he has a spectacularly infectious smile.
He didn't get smashed and trashed the place?
He was very well behaved.
Mm.
He's a chain smoker, though.
Was Jenny there?
No.
No.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Now, you built that celebrity story up before we went on air, but Vince Vaughn's a chain smoker? That's it? That's the news?
No.
We heard that. That is from the great Air Out My Short show, John.
Right.
With Preston Buttons and the Word Whore. So how could you even claim to break celebrity news?
So,
they're the ones who...
Hold on. Hold the phone there, buddy, okay? Give me a minute, okay, man?
All
Jesus
right, I'll give
Christ!
You a minute, I'll give you a minute.
I stumbled upon the wife's People magazine in the bathroom.
The wife's People magazine and that clip have something...
And right on the front of it is Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
And it says, Jen and Vince, what breakup? Defending their love, and it says, denying a split, she says they're fine, and an angry Vaughn declares he has never been unfaithful. So I open up to the article, and what does it say?
I don't know. What does it
say? September 8th, Vince goes to the Toronto Film Festival. Where's Jen? He travels solo to promote his documentary, Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show. And where was he? Who was he with? Huh?
With the word whore.
That's right. I wonder what's going
on.
Uh-huh. See what I'm saying?
Oh, I
see
what
you're
saying.
Huh?
I see what you're saying now.
And we have an audio clip.
We do?
Yeah.
What is the audio clip of?
It's of, could be, we're not for sure. We don't know for sure. This was sent in by an anonymous listener, but they were at the Toronto Film Festival and they had an audio clip and we don't know. Allegedly, it's possibly her and Vince.
Okay.
Here we go.
Harder. Fight back. Let me help. No, we don't know. We the kids.
That wasn't
her. We can't substantiate this rumor at this time. And we're not allowed to divulge our sources, but there you have it, folks.
But the bottom line, Vaughn and what do they call these two? I'm thinking of Brangelina.
Vonifer.
So Vonifer may be breaking up because
Jenna Vaughn
of the word whore in her revolving door.
Yeah. Nice going.
Wow. Wow.
Unbelievable. No, but they say the good news is they're not splitting up. It's all, he's suing somebody. Total Talk Nonsense, I think, now.
For defamation.
For defamation. Ah, I forget the page. God damn it. Anyway, yeah, he's pretty upset. Says he's never been unfaithful. He was caught kissing some producer in London over some other show he's doing out there. And, yeah, so I can't find the goddamn page now. You know, they put these fucking cards in there that drive you crazy.
Right.
You're trying to flip open the magazine, and boom, puts you right to the, here, subscribe, give it as a gift. And there's like 30 of them in there. Anyway, Vaughn rarely gabs about their year-long relationship, even to pals. He'd rather talk about sports and beer until October 16th. That is when he reacted chivalrously to tabloid reports that he and his co-star in the breakup had indeed broken up. In London, filming the comedy Fred Claus, Vaughn 36 phoned his lawyers, who issued a statement saying that the actor was the partner of Jennifer Aniston and would be filing a legal complaint against Total Talk Nonsense, The Sun and the Daily Mirror and the New York Post, which ran stories alleging the pair were on the rocks.
We never said that. We never said they were on the rocks.
No, we never said that. We're just saying what it is here in the...
We're just taking two timelines and putting them together.
Right.
One that says...
you decide, folks.
From the word whore's own mouth about him going through her revolving door. And then that clip that somebody sent us.
Have you been seeing right stars? Here.
Been playing host to many stars.
I was going to ask about that.
Playing
Your
host.
Place must be pretty busy.
What do you mean by my place?
Your place.
Yes, my door is revolving.
Who's come through your door?
Last night.
Who have you had so far?
Last night I had Vince Vaughn.
Oh, need we say more?
You know, there's an inflection in there that it's a little bit... bragging, you know, Vince Vaughn, but I also sense a fond recollection of Vince Vaughn coming through the revolving door.
Oh, well, she's a chain smoker too, isn't she? The word whore, since we don't know her name.
No,
she
don't.
Has no identity, so.
None.
So there's just, you know.
I don't know how to follow that celebrity news, John. That is
it's riveting, isn't it?
Riveting.
It's investigative journalism is what it
that's
is.
That's what
Scott.
It is, John.
I learned from the best.
And that would be
Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
That's right.
Award winning.
I can't
journalist.
Believe we didn't hold that story until Phil got here.
Oh, right. Yeah, but he'd get pissed, man.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, he doesn't like to be scooped.
No. I wonder if
you know what I mean.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Or spooned. All right, we'll try to carry on with celebrity news. That has just rocked my world, John. Shattered my perceptions.
I'm upset.
Yeah?
Another Vince and Jen split.
Another one. Yeah.
Possibly.
Because of somebody we're associated with?
Yeah, it just cuts me deep.
All right, we'll get this. Scary Spice, John. Do you know who that is?
That'd be Eddie Murphy's side action, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. Pregnant with Murphy's baby?
Oh, no.
Former Spice Girl Melanie Brown was reportedly expecting boyfriend Eddie Murphy's baby. The singer is reportedly 4 months pregnant with the Daddy Daycare star's child. It will be Murphy's... Guess how many
Childs? Yo, man.
Guess how many kids Murphy has. This will be how many for Murphy?
Chirins, three?
Eighth.
Eighth?
Yeah, get this.
He's got eight Chirins?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my
Brown confirmed the news while shopping at La Bra Lingerie Boutique in West Hollywood on Saturday. She is a frequent customer and admitted that the pregnancy had left her feeling tired. The star said she was concerned she may be pregnant with twins since they tend to run in Murphy's family. While on her shopping spree, she picked up nearly $5,000 worth of Heiress lingerie and $3,000 worth of La Perla men's undershirts and underwear for Murphy. In April, Murphy's divorce from his ex-wife, Nicole, became final. The Shrek star has five children with Nicole, a son with Tamara Hood, another son with Paulette McNeely. Brown has a seven-year-old daughter, Phoenix Chi, from her previous marriage to Jimmy Gulzer.
Wow.
The news comes amid rumors that the couple are set to tie the knot sometime next month.
He ought to tie the knot right in his nuts.
How about
Jesus it? Jesus Christ.
So, Scary Spice and Eddie Murphy.
Scary Spice and fucking Nutty Professor.
All right, I got one more celebrity story, but I brought some audio for all this right. celebrity story. We'll hold off on right. the audio. Let's hold off on the audio.
Oh, God.
Until after the text of this celebrity story.
Oh, dude, you know, you got to make sure that that this is recording before we start stuff.
Oh, didn't I hit the record button?
No.
Oh, bummer.
I'm just kidding.
April Fool's,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Like for a second, I believe
yeah,
that. Because
you believe
I know,
me all the way.
Hey, I know how to press a record button. You can get a monkey to do that, okay? All right. And what John's referring to is when we do the live jam, I have to hit the record button.
Yeah.
Which is something I've never
small.
Done. It is very small. I have very big hands.
Yeah, the big giant thumb. Yeah.
Our next celebrity story, Jessica Simpson, John.
Jessica!
More great news for us. She says, I am my own publicist now. So
really?
In the past, Tom Cruise fired his publicist, had his sister be the publicist, and we found out about his nuttiness.
Yeah.
Somebody else just fired their publicist. Britney Spears, I think. She's going to be her own publicist. And now Simpson is going to be her own publicist.
Oh, my God.
And I said on the show before, the stupidest mistake is for her to fire her publicist because she is on every damn magazine cover everywhere. You cannot look anywhere without seeing Jessica Simpson. Now she's going to be her own publicist, John.
Wow.
She's going to take over her own relations duties after duties after the media fallout surrounding her relationship with singer John Mayer. Simpson's father Joe fired her former publicist Rob Shooter last month after she appeared on the cover of American publication People proclaiming she was in love with Mayer. Simpson decided to step in and handle her own publicity and personally called all the tabloid magazine editors to repair her damaged relationship with the press. She tells Jane Magazine, it's been very emotional, but I am my own publicist right now. I've called all the heads of the tabloids. I don't want anyone else to speak for me now.
Wow. Have you seen Britney since she had the kid?
No, I haven't.
She's got, she slimmed way down and her boobs are down like by her belly button.
Really?
They're all saggy.
Wow.
And huge. She's milky.
Getting back to Simpson.
I'm sorry. I thought you said something about her.
I did. But I want to finish up by Simpson.
Oh.
Simpson adds that it felt good to call the editors, but it was hard to find forgiveness. But that's one of my best qualities. I'm very forgiving. Simpson, she knows exactly who leaked the information to the media when she reads the tabloid reports, adding, I know who they are, and none are my friends.
Wow.
Trust me. If inside sources were my friends, the magazines would have a lot juicier info. That's from Jessica Simpson.
Wow.
Now, we all know that she's dumb as all get out, John.
Yeah.
But I brought some clips. This is when she was doing some promotion for her movie with Dane Cook. Is that still in the theaters?
What is that movie called?
So she's going to explain in the
first
clip.
Employee of the Month.
She's going to explain what the movie is, I think. In the first
clip.
Have
a really rough day, go see Employee of the Month, and you know that you're going to be wetting your pants.
Okay, so you know you're going to be wetting your pants if you go see this movie.
So we should wear a Depends or what?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Okay, and now in clip two, she's going to explain her character. All right, her character.
All right, here we go.
I'm a cashier. There's this whole rivalry between other employees to kind of get in bed with me, in a way.
Wait a minute.
Get in bed with her in a way. In what way?
Wait a minute. I want to hear. Listen carefully in the background. Picked up another bit of laughter here. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Listen.
I'm a cashier. There's this whole rivalry between other.
Who is that?
I'm a cashier. There's this whole rivalry between other employees to kind of get in bed with me in a way.
In a way.
In what way? Get in bed with me in a way.
Oh, my God.
All right, now this last clip. Now, remember, who was it that said? Lee Trevino said, I can't remember what he said.
About women or
about
blacks?
Women. No, about women. What did he say about blacks?
I don't know if it was Lee Trevino. No, it was Fuzzy Zeller or something. Lee Trevino said about the women they can't play because their boobs are too big or something.
No, he said about women, about attractive women.
Oh, I don't know.
He said there's somebody who's gotten sick of her at one point or another. And the most attractive women. That's a great quote, and I'm paraphrasing, and I'm doing an awful job.
All right.
it makes me think of this next clip. So you're going to you see Jessica Simpson, right?
Yeah.
Wow, she's attractive, right? And then she opens her mouth and starts to talk.
Right.
And Nick Lachey is as lucky as all get out.
Yeah, to get out of that
to
shit.
To dump her. Because listen to this next clip. She's going to describe her abilities and what she was trying to accomplish with this role.
Okay.
Hoping that I could convince people the way Meg Ryan or Julia Roberts or any of the, you know, Reese Witherspoon or cute, you know, girls always convince, you know, the audience of being in love with a boy. And
What?
I can't understand anything
she
said.
I have
no idea what that just meant. I'd be
one more time. Let's see if we could dissect this.
Hoping that I could convince people the way Meg Ryan or Julia Roberts or any of the, you know, Reese Witherspoon or cute, you know, girls always convince, you know, the audience of being in love with a boy. And
what is she saying?
Here's what I think she's saying. She's saying that she hopes that she can convince the audience, like others before her, Reese Witherspoon, that she can make the audience believe that she's fallen in love with the boy.
Oh, I see.
That just as chemistry. Well as they can. Yes, that there is chemistry.
You know, and the boy, because love and the audience.
You don't do it justice, John.
I'm sorry.
You should just play it over.
Hoping that I could convince people the way Meg Ryan or Julia Roberts or any of the, you know, Reese Witherspoon or cute, you know, girls always convince, you know, the audience of being in love with the boy.
The peeps.
Peeps.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She had to have been dropped on her head as a baby. Or something.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what was going on there.
Stuck her a knife in the toaster. I don't know.
I could convince people the way Meg Ryan or Julia Roberts or any of the, you know, Reese Witherspoon or cute, you know, girls always convince, you know, the audience of being in love with a boy. And
what's your fucking point?
All right, and then my last celebrity news is Mike Tyson is going around. Mike Tyson, world heavyweight
it's
champ.
It's ludicrous. You know, I'm gonna shit in your neck. I'm going to rip your head off and
this
shit in your
good
neck.
Impression, man.
You motherfucker. I can't take this shit. I'm a man. I'll fucking rip your head off and shit in your neck. Fuck you. fuck you.
So
I'll bitch slap your mama.
Going to fight... damn, you do a good Mike Tyson. He's going to fight, what do they call it when it's not for real?
Exhibition. Pretend, Scott.
He's going to fight pretend fight. I don't know why, but let's play the clip of Mike telling us what this tour is going to be like.
All right, here we go.
Professional boxing comeback eventually?
No way. I'm not interested in doing that at all. This is all fun. We're looking forward to, first it's going to be this first exhibition to be with a sparring partner, acquaintance of mine, Mr. Corey Sanders from Washington, D.C. And then after, we're going to a more... I won't say political, but from a spectrum of where boxes some into some of the personalities from radio, television, some lady professional boxers I'll spar with. It's just going to be marvelous. You go, man, as the tour go on, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's not this Mike Tyson coming to smash bones and talk derogative to his opponent. It's just so much. I won't say a vaudeville show, but it's so much entertaining because the celebrity, the personality that we're going to also be sparring and participating in the exhibition is going to be incredible.
He's going to fight women?
Maybe. If they want to.
It's going to be entertaining. It's not going to be like vaudeville. I'm going to, I might have to hit some bitches. But then after that, you're going to love it because it's entertainment.
No doubt.
I slapped some bitches around.
Boy, I wish you knew it. You had this talent. We would have had Mike on the show earlier. All right. So one of the reasons I played that clip is to play the following clip. And when you're listening to the following clip, ask yourself this. Who would be the better president? Mike Tyson or this next jamoke?
Okay.
I would say that those who... herald this decision simply do not understand the nature of the world in which we live. You might remember last week working with with people in Great Britain, we disrupted a plot. People were trying to come and kill. Kill people. This country of ours is at war. And we must give those who are... whose responsibility is to protect the United States, the tools necessary to protect this country in a time of war. The judge's decision was I strongly disagree with that decision. Strongly disagree. That's why I instructed the Justice Department to appeal immediately. And I believe our appeals will be upheld. I made my position clear.
What?
About this war on terror.
What's your fucking
point? And by the way, the enemy made their position clear yet again when they when we were able to stop them. And the American people expect us to protect them.
Not you.
And therefore, I put this program in place. We strongly believe it's constitutional. And if Al-Qaeda is calling into the United States, we want to know why they're calling.
Why?
And so I made my position clear. It'd be interesting to see what other policymakers, how other policymakers react. Listen, thank you all very much.
The question I pose to you, John, is who's the better speaker,
right.
Mike Tyson or the W?
I think Tyson by a long shot.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, a 19-year-old kid with no education. He could beat the shit out of people.
Yeah.
An animal. Goes to prison where he gets most of his vocabulary, I understand, through the Muslim
right.
training in prison. He comes out. He loses all his money. He's got no money left. He's going to go on this exhibition tour. But he can speak better than
right.
the W, who's had the best education money can buy.
Professional boxing come back eventually?
No way. I'm not interested in doing that at all. This is all fun. We're looking forward to, first is going to be, this first exhibition to be with a sparring partner.
Wait, let's hear how he opens up the answer again.
Professional boxing come back eventually?
No way. I'm not interested.
No way. Like got a hand up his ass. He's one of those puppets, like a ventriloquist.
Professional boxing come back eventually?
No way. I'm not interested in doing that at all. This is all fun. We're looking forward to first is going to be this first exhibition to be with a sparring partner, acquaintance of mine, Mr. Corey Sanders from Washington D.C. And then after we're going to a more
dramatic pause.
I won't say political, but from a spectrum of where boxers some are into.
A spectrum when boxing someone, I'm gonna slap some bitches around, and no way. Oh.
Yeah, so that's wraps up my celebrity
that's
news.
That's out
Chad.
Of sight.
I do have some science news.
You do?
Yes, if you're interested in science news, we had to cut our science news out last podcast,
yeah,
John,
sure.
Because Lord dropped in.
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes.
All right. Quickly to science news analysis, John, of recent data suggests sleep deficits are making people fat. In studies,
no wonder!
Sleep shortage in babies and toddlers correlated with obesity at age 7. Sleep storage.
Sleep storage.
Sleep shortage. Sound like Mike Tyson. Sleep shortage in adults correlated with high levels of hormone that tells the brain
hormone.
To eat. Kids
nice.
Who woke up tired got less exercise, which in turn would have helped them sleep. Here's the hypothesis, John.
Hypothesis.
Sleep shortage distorts your body's regulation of appetite and energy use, thereby promoting obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Researchers' advice, take the TV and computer out of the kids' room. Enforce a regular bedtime, no big meals before bed, and let your teenagers sleep longer on weekends.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
In our next science story, scientists are looking for causes of early puberty, John.
Puberty.
Symptoms, pubic hair, big genitals, breasts, menstruation, and male aggression. Get
what?
This, though, John. Age of onset as early as preschool.
What?
Wait as early, age of onset as early as preschool.
For pubes?
Yes.
Oh, no.
For big genitals, breasts, menstruation, and male aggression.
Wow.
Suspected factors. Number one, adult use of Andro. It's a testosterone skin cream and pheromone sprays that are passed to kids by contact. Number two, estrogen in cosmetics. Number three, shampoos with estrogen or placental extract.
Wow.
They put that in shampoo? I haven't purchased shampoo in 25 years, John, so I don't know. Number four, industrial byproducts in food made from contaminated animals.
Wow.
So that's a PSA from John and Scott there. You need to eliminate that stuff or your kids are going to have big genitals. Which is not a bad thing. It's just too early. Too early to have big genitals.
Yeah, right. You don't want to have the big,
right,
giant pink torpedo.
And this next and last story is out of the Journal of American Medical Association, John.
Really?
It says tongue piercing caused extreme pain in a teenager. They had to do a study to figure that out.
I think that would hurt.
Come on.
Don't you?
Yeah, right. The practice was previously caused brain abscess, heart infection, tetanus. What's tetanus?
Tetanus, you idiot.
Are you sure? T-E-T, anus, tetanus.
I'm going to throw up.
Dental damage, and in one case, a second tongue.
What?
Wow.
What?
In this case, the tongue stud
with fork tongue
rubbed a nerve and triggered stabbing pains that lasted 10 to 30 seconds and struck 30 to 40 times a day. Doctor's advice, this is unusual, but don't pierce your tongue. Tattooist advice, make sure you get pierced by a pro and use implant-grade studs. Ugh. The summary here, tongue piercing linked to pain.
Oh, man. That's brutal.
Wait a minute. How could it cause tetanus? Is that if you had like a rusty stud put in? You'd get tetanus?
Yeah, tetanus.
All right. That's it for science news, John.
All right, we got to go, man. We'll be back with part three, the heavy metal episode. Stick around. That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.